Well, in last week's episode, Patty turned the tables on me and talked to me about cooking in our RV. And I thought this week I'm going to turn the tables on her and we're going to talk about something she loves to do, and that's cleaning the RV in this episode of Travels with Delaney,
the podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. My name's Patrick.
And I'm Patty.
And as always, we are joined on the couch by Truman and Bess.
Absolutely, our little babies.
That's right, our Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
Right.
And if you're watching the video podcast, if it looks a little different, that's because we had to reorganize.
We did.
Our studio, because our studio is now our eBay store hub.
Yeah.
It's where we house inventory now.
Yep.
We do all of our photos in here. We process inventory in here. Basically, what happened was we have so much inventory in our bedroom
that we've had to figure out, how do we save the bedroom?
Yeah. And so all that inventory is staying in the bedroom, but we needed more space, and so we had to rearrange the studio. So unfortunately, we are right beside of the door.
Right.
I don't think it'll be as pretty.
No.
But you got to do what you got to do.
And I don't think we're completely done in here just yet. But I think that was a start. But yeah, we're having to rearrange stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
all right. But before we get this episode started, we have to do another exciting round of this or that.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, Patty. And I thought what we would do is we would keep it on theme today.
Okay.
So, which one bothers you more?
All right.
When it comes to filth?
Okay.
Is it sand being tracked into the RV?
Yeah.
Or mud being tracked into the RV?
Oh, this isn't fair.
I know. This is like a this or that, worst of the worst.
Oh, my gosh. I hate both of them. Oh, man. All right. Golly. Mud's just terrible. But sand, I think sand's going to be worse.
Okay.
From this aspect that with mud, at least you can contain the mud and clean, like if it's a rug or whatever. But sand, I think sand stays in places and it's hard to get it out. Like of your bedding or of the sheets, or I'm going with sand.
Sand. Sand is your final answer.
I think sand is my final answer.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have to agree with you. Sand, you remember the year we camped
yes.
at the beach? We were literally on the beach.
Loved it, but you know
like
what?
Three or
we
four
still
nights.
Had sand in the camper when it came Christmas time and we were winter camping.
I think there was sand still in the RV 2 years later. Like we were finding it in
everywhere.
Place. And part of that was because we were boondocking on the
when
beach.
All the windows open.
And I think it just blew in like
all the time.
And it just got behind cushions and under things and
in crevices and cracks and creases and you name it.
So at least the mud stays on the ground until you bring it in. But the sand can literally come in through airflow.
Yeah, and you know me with sand. I love being at the beach.
Yeah.
But I don't like when sand sticks to me.
I'm not a big sand fan.
Yeah. If I can rinse off after being in the sand and then put my shoes back on and I'm all good, I'm good. But if I can't, I can't handle it.
All right. So, Patty,
yes?
Today what I thought we'd do is you do, not that I won't clean around the house or
no, you help
in the
out.
RV.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's something you've always said you kind of enjoy doing, and you're a neat freak.
Well, it actually just, for me, I don't have OCD, you know, where obsessive compulsive disorder with.
I would disagree.
But I think I do. And the joke is that it's called CDO. Because I have to put it in ABC order.
Okay.
But I like things. When things are clean and organized, I have less stress. But if I can sit there and I see a mess of dishes in the sink or something, that just stresses me out. I have to clean it up so that I can relax. Because if it's still there, it's going to bug me. It's like our friend who couldn't handle having like a pie in their trailer or any dessert. He'd have to eat the whole thing because it was always calling his name.
Oh.
So I think to me it's all about anxiety and stress. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about how we specifically or you specifically keep the RV neat and tidy.
Sure.
And so I know
Easy.
Everybody's going to have different ways they do it, but we do get questions about this, like what products do you use, that type of thing.
Right.
So where do you want to start?
Let's start with the Ultimate Cloth.
The Ultimate Cloth.
Yes. This thing is amazing.
Now, why do you love the Ultimate Cloth?
Well, I love it because, one, you just have to use water with it. And if it does get a little dirty, I can just hand wash it, hang it up, dry it, and I can keep going.
Okay.
But you put a little water on it, and what's great about those is it's good for puppy nose prints and fingerprints, like on stainless steel appliances, windows, mirrors, like the microwave, everything that you would touch, doorknobs, for those smears and smudges.
Right.
Perfect. That's what I use them basically for. I like it for that kind of thing.
Yeah, they're multi-purpose. You can use them inside, outside. And what's great about them is they're not a disposable cloth.
No.
These things, I think they guarantee them for like 5 years. You can wash them over and over, use them over and over.
I have, yeah. And the more you use them, the softer they get.
Yeah.
And I just use it basically on anything, even like dusting sometimes in little crevices and creases and stuff like that. It works great.
Yeah, they're made out of a special fabric that gets brought in, I believe, from France.
I think so.
It has like microscopic little cups that kind of cups the dirt.
Yeah, kind of grabs it.
I think we were most impressed when we first got them.
Yeah.
Number one, stainless steel. Mm-hmm. They are amazing on stainless steel.
Yes.
And
mirrors
then,
and windows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. things like that. And then I remember we, because we did film a video a couple years ago about it when we first got it. You had tar on your car.
I did.
And I said, there's no way this is going to take that tar off because nothing was taking that tar off.
Right.
And that Ultimate Cloth actually took it off. It was crazy.
Yep. And then that tar, you think, oh, I ruined the Ultimate Cloth. Nope. Washed off the Ultimate Cloth. Yeah. Just with some soap and water and, yeah.
We've been using them at work. I'm teaching a customer service class right now.
Yeah, you are.
And the students are using Ultimate Cloth to polish the silverware.
Okay.
And then they also use them to clean the glass in the entry doors to the restaurant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of those. And so we keep a couple of those in the RV, and you use those to wipe down surfaces and windows.
I use them in the cabin, too. It's just so easy.
And you just use those with just water, right?
Just
You're not
water.
Using any chemicals.
You don't put any chemical on them. It's also why I like them, because of the pups. Because, you know, they lick things.
Right.
And with their noses or whatever. And I don't want them to get sick. So, yeah, they are just water. And then after you use them, and they do get dark because you're picking up dirt. I just hand washed them. And we were just talking about the stuff your kids are using at class. I think we're just going to put them in the washer and see what goes. You know, they should be fine.
Yep.
And then they just get soft and you just wet them and keep going. And they're great.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's one thing you carry in the trailer.
Right.
There's a couple Ultimate Cloths. You use those quite a bit. What else?
I like disinfectant wipes. I usually have two containers in there because I like to have them in different places, like in the bathroom or in the kitchen area under the sink. And I know Ultimate Cloth can help with some of that, but I like disinfectant wipes for that reason, to get all the germs.
Okay.
Just because, you know, COVID and all that and colds and just, you know, you don't know what's going on.
Right.
So I use it to wipe down surfaces, knobs, doorknobs, just like I do in my classroom, tables, even our chairs, which is our theater seating. It's like a kind of a
vinyl-y
fabric.
Yeah, kind of like a vinyl-y
and
type.
Sometimes when the pups have dirty feet or whatever, or you know, like we went out for a long trip, and then I just feel like I'm just going to wipe this down because there might be some dirt. And usually I can picks up and grabs, and I use them in the sinks, and I use them in the toilet.
Speaking of toilets, because that's always a big question people have.
I don't flush it, of course.
Right. Well, definitely. You don't flush anything.
And I
like
don't
that
use
down.
Any of the chemical like you would in your house, because you already got chemicals in your toilet.
Right. So it's recommended you not use your typical cleaning that you would use in your house for the toilets, because you're putting a chemical down your toilets to treat them.
Right.
And then the chemicals can have weird reactions.
Right. And I don't want to cause like a science experiment or something.
I do believe they do make a special toilet bowl cleaner. Or for RVs.
Do they?
We just never have.
I just
have
never use it.
Some of that stuff you paid top
and
dollar for.
I know some might think, ooh, gross, but me, I just grab, and that time I have like two wet wipes together, so it's extra thick. And I just wipe it down the outside first and then wipe down the inside. It's never that bad. And the handles or whatever
you
the
wear
knobs.
Gloves?
I'm probably going to get banged on this, but no.
Well, I get banged on in videos when I'm dumping the sewer tank and I don't wear rubber gloves.
But see, you got to understand, you know, we keep things clean, really.
Right.
And so it's not that bad.
And if you really wanted to, you could get
one
of those Johnny mops, brushes, you know, with the soft that won't scrape.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not.
I just do that because I don't want to scrape it up. I know it's different. I know we have a porcelain.
Well, ours is porcelain, just like
at
home.
But I just don't want to ruin anything
with
the knobs or the foot pedal or anything. And then it's just an easy way to clean. I even do it. A fresh one on the floor around the toilet, you know, it's an easy way to clean even the linoleum, even though there's something else I use. But yeah. Right.
Well, let's talk about while we're in the bathroom and you talk about the toilet and you wipe down countertops and things. What about the shower?
The shower, this time with this RV, because we've had multiples, if you know us, this one has glass sliding doors. And so when we first used it, I remembered when we had glass sliding doors
at our other house. Yeah.
We would use like a daily shower spray after you shower. You kind of just spray down the shower, spray down the door, and let it do its job. And then, sure, every so often you do a deep cleaning of your shower. But that was to help keep that. And I think it's done a pretty good job. I know this past summer it was really fighting. Our water had a lot of iron in it. And so we had some red stains that were happening at the drain. And so we had to figure that out. And that was just something different that this cleaner couldn't even touch. Right. So we had to use something different to work on that. But yeah, I think it does a great job. It makes it smell good.
And that's just like a daily spray.
Yeah.
We just spray it down.
It doesn't leave a film.
Shower.
You can buy it. It's Tilex, I think, daily shower. Because I accidentally got the wrong one time and it was really strong. But yeah, it just easily... Just keep it right in there, and when you're done, you spray it down, and it does a great job. Doesn't leave streaks or anything. It cleans pretty good. So, yeah.
All right. Now, before we go on, I do want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, RV Destinations Magazine.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a location to go RVing and you're not sure where to take your RV, maybe consider a subscription to RV Destinations Magazine.
So nice.
Comes out 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. You can get it in print.
Love the
digital or both.
Yep.
And they do a special once a year best of the best edition. And that's going to be coming out, I believe, sometime in April. And if you want, you can order just that, or you can just upsize to the VIP package that we're on. And you get all 4 issues in print and digital. Plus, you get the big annual edition. They save the best photos, the best locations, the best articles. It's thicker than the month or the quarterly. It really is awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
We are looking forward to it. We will leave a link down in the show notes. You can save a little bit of money on any of the subscriptions using our code. We don't make any money off of that code. It's not about commissions.
Nope.
We're just friends with Randy and Callie, who own the magazine. We think it's an awesome magazine.
It is. Very nice.
And so we just like to give them a shout out. And we appreciate all of their support in
promoting
our podcast and our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into cleaning. So now we've cleaned the bathroom and we've wiped down surfaces. Let's talk about dust. Do you do anything? I know the Ultimate Cloth, sometimes you use it
to kind of wipe things down,
but I think you use something special.
A Swifter duster.
Yes.
I like to use them in the cabin too, just because they can get in little crevices and like light fixtures and
up high
and down low in the corners and things I can't reach.
Do you have the Swiffer duster in the trailer that has the extension, or only is that only here at the
house?
That's
only here at the house because of the big ceiling.
Reach.
Yeah, I can reach everything pretty much. If I can't, then I just climb up on something.
Like again, the safety Sally's going to come out after you, climbing on furniture.
But yeah, I could touch pretty much.
Okay.
And then sometimes I use the little, for dust and little dirt places. Like I'm thinking like next to our bed, there's these little, I don't know, it's just, I guess, the design. There's little spaces, but next to our bed on the floor where junk, like dog hair can get in there and your regular vacuum can't. And I have a stick wand vac, the baby shark, as I call it.
The baby shark. So, yeah, it's a shark wand.
Yeah,
vac.
And it has a little attachment that's like a little brush and then another little attachment. But I usually just get that little guy out and get in there and get that dirt. And even like the little steps, we have rugs on the steps that go up and down from our bedroom area to the main area of the trailer. I use that for that because you just can't with the other vacuum. It's weird.
Right.
So,
We have been using for the last, year?
All this
camping year, the wand vac
Shark,
which we love. We actually loved it so much we bought one for here at the house.
Right, right.
But last weekend we were out thrifting.
Yes.
And I bought us a vacuum for the RV.
A Bissell. And it's got like a container you just dump out.
Yeah, it's
just
got the dump cup. Mm-hmm. It was $6.50.
Can't beat that.
And that way now you can, as opposed to getting down on your hands and knees with the wand vac,
I can just try to do the whole floor.
You can just use the Bissell.
And we tried it out, and it worked nice on the rugs and fluffed up the rugs.
Whoever owned it had left a note in the dump cup that said, there's nothing wrong with this. It was just too hard for me to push on carpet, and it was in a handwriting that looked like it was from somebody 90 years old.
Yeah, like
and
my grandma's handwriting.
And I was like, you know what, for $6.50, I plugged it in, it fired right up.
Done.
Went back to the trailer, sucked up a brand new puppy off of the carpet.
We did.
There was so much dog
hair. So much dog fur.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always like, look, we have a new puppy.
All right, so we've got two vacs now in our RV.
Yes.
We wouldn't have carried two vacs in a smaller RV, no. But with the fifth wheel, we have room.
We have room, yep.
So, but we do have, we have no actual carpeting.
Nope.
In our trailer. It's just the area rugs
right.
that we put in.
Yeah.
So for the linoleum, what?
We use, golly, it's a wet.
Mop. The Swiffer wet mop.
Mop, yeah.
Where you buy the pads mm-hmm. that are wet.
And they attach. You have the little places yeah. you attach it onto the mop. And it has one side that's a little scrubby if there's something you got to get
stuck,
off.
Stuck, yeah.
Yeah. But that, we usually pick up all the rugs. It's easy to mop that, and it dries up, and it just it works so swift. Isn't that
yeah.
funny? It's swift.
You worked in the word swift for the Swiffer, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
My synapses are still connecting.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
But yeah,
we've been under the weather. If you hear uh-huh. it in our voices, we're both fighting colds. And
it's been,
so,
it's been a struggle bus.
Yeah, all so. Week. Mm-hmm. So we may be a little off to on this podcast.
A little off kilter
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a little off kilter. So. All right. So yeah, we like the Swiffer
wet
mop, I guess is what they call
mm-hmm.
it. It's not
it
a wet
the,
jet.
Nope, that's
it's not
different.
The bottles.
Yeah.
yeah.
We use it here in the cabin, too, so
yeah.
it's just easy.
It's interesting how the stuff we use in the cabin or our home, mm-hmm. we live in a log home, mm-hmm. log cabin, that's why we refer to it that way, is the same stuff basically we're using in the RV.
Right, except I don't use the toilet bowl cleaner.
Yeah, you don't use the toilet bowl
right.
cleaner
mm-hmm.
Or anything like that.
Right.
Is there any other things inside the RV that you're, from a cleaning standpoint? Mm-hmm.
I think that's...
How do you do dishes? What do you use?
Dish soap.
Yeah, dish soap.
I got
whatever's
a little basket,
on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little, usually it's a Meyer brand or whatever, but
yeah.
Palmolive for your hands. But yeah. But yeah, that's easy for that hand washing. Yeah. It's
now, difficult. Sometimes I get emails asking me how we keep the outside of our RV looking so
yes.
good.
Yeah.
And I always kind of chuckle about that because I don't do anything special. I just buy like RV wash and wax. Sometimes
yep.
I've used Meguiar's for cars.
Yes.
I've heard people say they use Dawn dish soap, which you know I'm a big fan of the Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn does a great job. It saves little birds
it
from
does
oil
save
spills.
Little birds.
And, you know, it's not overly harsh.
Mm-mm.
But it does a good job of
right.
cleaning. You know, so I joke about it, but
yeah.
I you know, but no, I don't actually use anything super special on our RV.
I know sometimes you had something, I forget what it was called, to get like the bugs off.
Oh,
the, front.
The bugs off pads,
yeah.
which I use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are awesome. And yeah.
You used
so,
those before.
Yeah. I have actually used the Ultimate Cloth
on
the outside.
Uh-huh.
It works great as well for getting off like bugs or things
some
like that.
Some grime you can't get off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Patty did make me keep my own Ultimate Cloth outside because I got like tar and stuff on it. So
yeah,
she's like,
it stays
yeah, that's
outside.
Yours. You stay outside.
It stays outside.
And that's the great thing about the Ultimate Cloth. They're so affordable.
You can do that.
You can yeah, you mm-hmm. can have multiples and have, you know, one like I have mine for the outside
uh-huh.
and you have multiples inside
and I know they make different colors, but we haven't bought any of different
yeah.
colors. But that would be like even better for someone who's very organized. You'd
right.
have certain color for inside, certain color for this, certain color for that.
I just feel like if you wash your RV on a regular basis,
it keeps it nice.
Yeah. And I usually, like I said, I usually buy the RV or car
uh-huh.
for that also has the built-in,
right.
You know, it's like the shampoo and conditioner or
right.
polish or whatever.
Yeah, it makes
wax
it shine.
Built in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have never waxed the RVs myself.
I can't imagine.
One time
doing
we paid somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's why we trade them off every 3 years. That way I don't have to wax them. But.
I remember there was somebody that they were like little, they climbed right up there on the fifth wheel.
Yeah.
And just waxed their little brains out.
Yeah.
And they did a good yeah. job.
So, but anyway, that's
beautiful.
If you're wondering about the outside of the RV,
uh-huh.
I usually take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really do anything special.
And the awning and all that stuff. You work on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anybody has a trick on how to clean your awning
that
without
is
getting
tough.
Drenched.
I think you just got to put your swimsuit on and your goggles.
Well,
and...
you know, in the old days, and I say the old days, like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was, mm-hmm. when they, before the electronic awnings.
You could lean them down.
You could drop them down, mm-hmm. and it was so much easier. But with these, the electronic
especially
awnings.
This one's way up there.
Yeah. It's.
On our fifth wheel now, it is like, woo. It's like
yep.
a curl up in the clouds.
So,
mm-hmm.
all right. Anything else inside? Anything we missed on cleaning?
I think that's everything,
so
hon.
Yeah. It doesn't take a lot.
No,
to...
it doesn't take a lot. And it's easy to clean. That's why I sometimes often love it when we're in the trailer for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's just so easy to clean.
One final thing I'm going to mention
yeah.
that I don't think it's really a cleaning thing, but it helps to keep the trailer smelling well. And we use a product called Happy Camper. Mm-hmm. We have been using Happy Camper yep. since, I think, 2018.
This is in the tank.
In the black tanks and the gray tank mm-hmm. when necessary. I don't put it all the time in the gray tanks, but it's a dry powder, which I like because you don't have to mess around with liquids
and
things
spillage,
like that.
Yeah.
We put one scoop down the black tank every time I dump it, after I dump it
yep.
and with some water.
Yep.
And I have to say,
never had a weird smell.
No. And if the gray tank, a couple times we have noticed the gray tank starts to smell, I just mix up a little of the Happy Camper,
pour it
down the drains, mm-hmm. and it takes it away.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Again, we have no affiliation with Happy Camper. I just wanted to share that, though, because I think if you're having issues with odors that are not pleasant in your RV and you think they're coming from your tanks, Happy Camper mm-hmm. might be a product you want to check out. We just buy ours on Amazon.
Right.
It comes in
a little easy container to carry, and it's easy.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll remember. I'll put a link to mm-hmm. our Amazon store.
Yeah.
Now, we do make a little commission on that if you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't have to use our link, but that's where we buy it.
Right.
And then I will also leave a link to Ultimate Cloth, where I believe you can save some money with our link. And that one, we do earn a small commission if you buy it. It doesn't cost you anything extra, just like our Amazon shop. But so I did want to mention that in to be fair, that we do work with the great people over at Ultimate Cloth. They're nice people, and it's just an
Their
amazing product.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Patty, this was fun talking
yeah.
about how you keep
you
our
know,
RV.
I like to be clean.
I know you do. And you keep things just
everything
polished
has its
and
place.
Shined up. And yeah,
when you're in a small space, you got to put your stuff and keep it in a space.
And keep it clean.
Keep
I mean,
clean.
You just don't allow it to get dirty.
No.
The only places that I could tell you somebody could come into our RV and find dirt under the theater seats because they're bolted to the floor.
I don't even want to see
And when
it.
I kick them up and I have to look under there, the dog hair. Now, I try to get under there with the shark back mm-hmm. and that type
it's
of thing.
Hard.
Otherwise, though, there I don't think you're going to find too many places in our RV inside that.
Maybe the entry.
My
door.
Outdoor storage is not always the cleanest, but again,
well,
I don't have that cleanliness OCD that you do.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry, it's from childhood.
Yeah,
it was instilled in me.
Well, thank you to all of you for taking time out of your day to listen to our podcast. We really do appreciate it. And we appreciate
yes,
those of
you
that
so
leave us ratings mm-hmm. on the podcast services, leave us comments. We need to get back to reading comments. I know there's some comments. I forget to go check. I need to pull those so we can read those. And also, we got to say thank you to Jim
thank
Kuzman.
You.
He's our friend and he's our producer. He's the one that edits the audio version mm-hmm. for us.
Thank
Makes
you.
Makes it sound top notch. I heard somebody the other day leave a comment on the video saying there was an audio issue, and I was like, well, that's because I edit the video version. We never get a complaint about the audio when Jim is editing. So thank you very much, Jim. Thank you to all of you. And until next time, we'll see ya.
On down the road.
Goodbye,
bye,
everybody.
Travels with the lady. We'll see you on down the road.
I don't hear myself. I mean, I hear you, but for a while there, I thought, are they not hearing me? Hello? 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 I don't know.